Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. The most popular form of fiction in the world is said to be what the British call the detective novel, known in the United States as the murder mystery. Call it what you will, P.D. James is its favorite author to millions of fans around the world in multiple languages. Lady James has a keen sense that mystery in all its forms captivates us all. But she believes there's something more going on when a story involves a murder. We all seem to want to know who did it.
I think that's a natural feeling. I think if someone I greatly loved was murdered, I would not rest until I knew who'd done it, and preferably have that person brought to justice. We have a great need for justice, haven't we, in this world? I mean, almost the first thing children say is, oh, but that isn't fair, Mummy, isn't it? Yes. And this is with us as human beings, and we can only achieve a very imperfect justice. The imperfect justice of human beings is not the perfect justice of God, but we need to attempt justice.
P.D. James is known around the world for more than a dozen best-selling detective novels. She has also written non-fiction books, including a book about her own life. Lady James is now Baroness of Holland Park, a member of the British House of Lords. She was for a number of years a director of the British Broadcasting System, the BBC, and is often called to serve as judge for some of the world's most prestigious book awards. While Lady James seems ageless, Bill Russell and I were duly impressed when this energetic octogenarian arrived in America for her latest book tour, and we had an opportunity to see the world through her knowing eyes. Lady P.D. James, it seems to me, as you being an aficionado of dictionaries and collections of quotes, that one of the perhaps most universal lines across any language in the world would be, tell me a story. As I watched you last night in front of an audience of devotees, people who have followed your work and have followed you, I had a sense that this must be a universal longing. Tell me a story. Mm. Is that part of the energy that allows you to go time and again to write a book?
I suppose it is, Paula, really. This is an elemental need, in a sense. I mean, I'm sure from the very early days of existence as human beings, sitting outside our caves, there would be the tribal storyteller, and people would sit around the fire, and he would tell stories. And very often, I think, they were the kind of stories we enjoy today, really. The stories about murder and revenge and adventure and pursuits and probably good overcoming evil. So the elements are still very much with us.
I truly had that feeling last night. It was as if grandmother had gathered us together, and all of these people were quite literally at your feet, and there was a sense of continuity across. It really didn't matter that you were speaking in English. It could have been any time, any place that an elder of the tribe had gathered us.
Well, certainly, Paula, elder of the tribe is about right, and they do. One certainly can't pretend not to be an elder of the tribe. Yes, and there's always a sense, I think, when people come together in that kind of program and they've got a shared enthusiasm. You know, there's a family feeling there, isn't it? However different we may be, and an audience of that number, people are extraordinarily different in incomes or social class or backgrounds or anything else. But they've come there because they enjoy the same author, the same kind of book. And there is a wonderful family feeling about these events, I think. I suppose you get much the same on a radio program. I mean, people like to hear you and Bill, and they like the program, and they're all joined by the fact they like the same kind of program. So that's also that kind of family feeling.
Well, you're part of a family of millions. There are people all over the world who perk up when there's a new P.D. James mystery detective.
Yes.
I really wondered, so carrying that thought a little further, I wondered, as you talk about in your wonderful speech about at the Jane Austen gathering, you talk about the great mysteries of life. And again, I had that feeling last night that you were there to share, in the big sense of the word, a mystery. Does yes. that also give you energy?
Yes, I suppose it does. Certainly the form of the mystery novel undoubtedly gives me energy. as I think I was saying, Paula, I'm not sure that we make a conscious choice. I mean, in one sense, obviously, I make a conscious choice that this is the kind of book I write. But I think we are drawn to the kind of book that we write. And we can sort of see the mind's topography in people's literature, can't we? I mean, with Graham Greene, people can talk about Greenland. And we know exactly what kind of topography, what kind of background, what kind of concerns motivate him as a writer. And we can with John le Carré, who obviously is fascinated really by betrayal, particularly by betrayal by your own side. And I think, you know, I am fascinated by mystery at the heart of the book, and by the solving of it, by the bringing of order out of disorder, and by the structure and conventions of it.
This is Lady P.D. James, and poor Bill Russell hasn't had a chance to get a word in edgewise. When we return with the Paula Gordon Show, Bill Russell will have a chance to pick up with Lady P.D. James. Please be with us.